need the hype.
Don Lemon still in Baltimore. Just got through on CNN and now on the TJMS. Don Lemon, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm keeping it real, getting it all new for you, new information. And I want to tell you guys about this new report from the Washington Post. It states that Freddie Gray intentionally, now this is according to the report, intentionally tried to injure himself inside that Baltimore police van. The Post is stating that the story is being told by the other person who is in the back of that van with Gray. According to the Post, the other person could not see Gray because there was a metal partition in the way, but says he believes that Gray was yelling and screaming and cutting up on purpose. And now, here's my very own reporting. Last night on my show, CNN Tonight, a woman who is close to a relative of one of the officers involved in the arrest told me that the officer believes Gray had to be injured before being placed in that police van. And once he was in the van, he was not seat belted, which is not in compliance with the rules. Listen to this.
He was never seat belted.
No. It's an unwritten, unspoken rule that when someone is irate in the paddy wagon, you don't reach over someone that's irate, because they still have a mouth. They don't have a muzzle, so they can bite you and they can spit in your face.
Makes sense.
So you have to get in close proximity to someone in order to seatbelt them.
Yeah.
Well, you say, Tom, makes sense, right?
That makes sense.
Yeah. That relative says that the officer did not give Gray, you know, that rough ride that had been reported. You get upset with the person because it took so long to arrest him that you ride him around rough, throw him around in the back. So he didn't do that because the other person in the back of the van would have been injured too. And the other person in the back of the van is telling the Post that there was no rough ride. She says that people are jumping to conclusions about what happened, including residents, protesters, Baltimore city leaders. And as far as charges of racism, she says at least three of the officers, to her knowledge, at least three of them were involved in the police stop, were black officers. Listen.
Is the department racist? Do you think this was racist?
That's a fair question. Are there some bad apples? Yes. But you can have racism and be black.
What are you worried about?
Six officers did not injure this man. Six officers didn't put him in the hospital. I'm worried that instead of them figuring out who did, that six officers are going to be punished behind something that maybe one or two or even three officers may have done to Freddie Gray. Nobody knows what happened to Freddie Gray that day, except Freddie Gray and whoever it was that injured him.
She says that you can be an officer of color and still be co-opted by a system that discriminates against certain groups of people. The preliminary report is due on Friday, but as of now, from a cop on the scene or from a witness inside the van, the new narrative emerging appears to be that Freddie Gray caused his own injuries and thus his death. How is that even possible?
As a relative, does she know?
Oh, that was a relative.
That was a relative.
Does she know?
Does she know who did it?
Uh-huh.
No, she does not know who did it because there were six officers involved, but all the officers were not there at the same time attending to Freddie Gray at the same time. So there were the officers who stopped him. Remember, there were the officers that were on foot. There were the officers that were in the car. There were the officers that were on bicycle. Some of them arrested him.
Well, how credible?
Some of them attended to him in the back of the van. Some of them drove him. So
how credible is the prisoner, because he was on the other side. I mean, is, you know, because I don't know. Maybe I watch too much Law and Order. They cut these deals with people.
Right. Me too.
Easier. So how trustworthy is the prisoner?
And he didn't
see getting arrested.
Well, it's how trustworthy is the prisoner. And then, yes. And if the person who was on the other side, as you said, cut a deal, it's all preliminary right now. And it's all hearsay and conjecture, as they say. But still, this is what's emerging. This is what you can expect from the report. This is the narrative that you are going to hear from police as to why they are not guilty of
Don, you said the report is due out. You said the report is due on Friday, tomorrow. I thought that wasn't the case. I thought they were going to do it next week.
Well, they said the preliminary report is due on Friday. That doesn't mean we're going to see it.
Don't release it.
It's supposed to be done by Friday. It doesn't. But even if it's done by Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Friday of next week, doesn't mean that the public is going to know what's in there. It means that's when they're supposed to turn it over to the department, turns it over to the state, and then the state turns it over to the feds. So it doesn't mean that we're going to
like
know.
Just like Chris Paul said, the longer they wait, the more we think, oh, here comes the bull.
Yeah. But the other side of that, Tom, is the longer they wait, too, the better the investigation may be, because you don't want them to screw something up. But you don't want them to take too long as well. But you want them to take enough time so that they get it right, so that someone doesn't get off on the technicality.
What we want is for them to take enough time to get the decision that we want.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Good job.
Big rally still planned. Big rally still planned for this weekend.
So, be careful out there, Don.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thanks, Don.